man died at the scene, the officer was placed on administrative leave. Poultry shows and exhibitions across Wisconsin are suspended due to bird flu concerns. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection suspended several events through the end of the year, including poultry shows, exhibitions, swap meets, and the movement of poultry to other events. A Milwaukee man convicted of poisoning a co-worker's drink with superglue receives probation. Joseph Ross pleaded guilty earlier this year after the victim reached out to police who set up cameras at her workplace and caught Ross in the act. He was later arrested and a bottle of superglue was found inside a pair of plastic gloves.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian at 7:01 on Friday morning. Don't forget the Fair and the Square is happening this weekend in downtown Baraboo, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Max FM will be live on location with myself and Wendy from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. right in front of the Weicker Create Day building at corner of 3rd and Oak, Depeche Mode on Max FM.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl.
News hometown station.
You guys are awesome.
99.7 Max FM.
And back here.
So, it's been a long week.
I'm so ready for this week to end.
Ready for the weekend.
End of the week.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday? Already?
It's the weekend.
I heard that this show is like really good.
It's good. It's great. It's great.
Let's begin.
Do you happen to have the time?
It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Killian, and David, 7:09 on Friday morning. Yes, it's Friday morning. Happy Friday, everyone. Let's take a quick look at this weather forecast because Everyone wants to know what the weather is going to do this weekend. We do have a chance of showers this morning, and it will gradually clear this afternoon with a high of 69. Tonight, clear with a low of 40. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 67. Saturday night, mostly clear, a low of 45. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 70 degrees. Sunday night, shower chances return into Monday morning, looking at highs in the low 60s next week and lows in the 40s. Currently, 52 degrees outside the Weicker Gray Day building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak. Killian, does it look like it's raining out there, or what can we see?
Oh, the ground looks a little wet, but I wouldn't say raining right now.
Okay, so I think the light rain has moved through the area. As I'm looking at the radar behind Killian here, I think that the rain has moved out of the area. So it is going to be a little bit damp out there this morning. Make sure you take the coat. And, you know, it'll be just fine. Good morning, Emily. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Dave. This show is a good one. I liked that commentary that show opener just said. I think this show is a good one.
I do, too.
I'm great. Happy Friday, with the exception of the fact that I just had a little gremlin happening in form of white and black cat literally turn off the things that I need for my computer, but I figured it out. So I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing great. We're just looking outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios here at the corner of 3rd and Oak. And it's pretty quiet downtown this morning compared to yesterday, right, Killian?
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, no activity that we can see. If you're driving through Baraboo, there will be no delays, so no excuses for being late to work on Friday. And, you know, it is Friday. It is the last home football game for the Baraboo Thunderbirds. That'll be airing here tonight on 99.7 Max FM, 7 p.m. Brandon Wagner, the Thunderbird legend, and Ben Bromley will be on the call for the final home football game. And then we'll take a little bit of a break. Then we'll be back for boys and girls basketball. Now, I'm going to put our sports reporter on the spot. Killian, any idea when the basketball season starts for the Baraboo High School? Just a month in general?
I want to say mid-November.
All right. Oh, so mid-November. Okay, see, and I think that's probably right. I'm not sure either. So we'll go with mid-November. We'll be back on Friday nights, well, and Tuesday nights as some of those basketball games happen. We're actually going to get Killian to some of those games so he can see how that all works. And maybe we'll see if Ben will let him help call a game at some point as well.
Fun. Wow, what a deal. I want to try that. I don't know how to do any of that stuff, though, but it would be fun. I just like to make things up as I go along, as we do that pretty well, don't we, Dave?
Yes, we do. That's how we roll, and we do appreciate all of our listeners as well. Got to see some of them yesterday as I was going to get my eyes examined, so we appreciate all of our listeners and hearing our station on the air as we walk into some of these places as well. So, again, thank you to all of our listeners. We appreciate it, and we appreciate all of them. Happy World Egg Day, everyone. Celebrating the most scrambly of all foods. The International Egg Commission started it in 1996, so it's the 30th year it's been established. It's been around longer than Killian. 84% of Americans love eggs, according to a recent poll. Just 3% of us fully hate them. But even a lot of egg lovers are split on this next question. Are you a ketchup on eggs person? Emily, yes or no?
No! Big fat no. No. And that is a very divisive subject in my family. So this is a big debate. And I have a good feeling we might hear from some listeners about this too, because people feel strongly about this. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's see.
What's the
Killian? Eggs with ketchup, yes or no?
Definitely not. That's
okay.
So
thank
gross.
Thank you, sir. You are a smart man.
Yuck. I agree with you both. So we're all in agreement. Ketchup doesn't belong on our eggs. Listeners, you can text in your opinion, 608-355-9970, or via the free Civic Media app. We would like to hear from you. The opinions of Emily, Killian, and Dave don't necessarily represent those of Civic Media and or Max FM. I just want to make sure we get that disclaimer in there this morning as we get to another divisive food topic. Now, Emily, let's talk about this poll that asked about different food debates and the ones that made the list. Here are a few topics that people are very passionate about. Some of these are odd. We've talked about ketchup on eggs. A third of us now are on board of it. 32% of Americans say they like or love ketchup on eggs. Okay. Sure. That's up to everybody. Again, I'd like our listeners' feedback. Emily, what's number two on this list?
This one's interesting. Okay, guys, and it's coming into this type of season. So is chili a soup, a stew, or neither? Or is it something else entirely? Well, what the people say is stew wins with 60% of the vote, 23% neither, and 18% think chili is a soup.
Wrong.
Chili is chili. It's its own thing.
Right. I agree. So chili is its own thing. It's not a stew. It's not a soup. Killian?
Yeah, I would agree that chili is its own thing. I've never really thought of it as a soup or a stew.
All right. Again, you can text your opinions as well, 608-355-9970 or via the free Civic Media app. Randy says absolutely not ketchup on eggs. Killian, what's number three on our list this morning?
Number three is hot dog a sandwich? 40% say yes, 53% say no, and the other 7% still haven't made up their mind.
So, Killian, hot dog a sandwich, yes or no?
No.
Emily?
No, it's a hot dog.
Thank you. I agree with you both.
You can put chili on a hot dog, and then it's a chili hot dog, and that's a separate thing, too, which neither are a soup, stew, or sandwich.
Exactly. All right.
No. What do you think, Dave?
No way. It's a hot dog. Number four is hamburger a sandwich. 73% think it is. Emily, yes or no?
No, it's a burger.
Killian?
No, it's not.
Okay. And so, all right. So listeners are texting in. Randy says chili is on its own. Kathy yep. says no on the ketchup, but she likes a little hot sauce on her eggs. I get that. Some people do salsa. Yeah. And Randy says a hot dog is a hot dog. So thank you, Randy. Emily, what's number five? This is divisive right here. This we're going to have some debate on, I have a feeling.
This is big. How should a sandwich be cut in half? 29% said vertically. So that's going to end you up with, you know, two rectangles. And 49% said diagonally. You're going to have two triangles. And 22% said neither. I like the 22% because those are the people that are just like, don't even care. They're just like, look, I've got the sandwich. I'm just going to eat it. I don't care.
Right.
I'm eating the whole thing anyway. Why do I need to cut it in half? I appreciate that. My husband is all about cutting the sandwich. He won't touch it unless it's cut in half, but it's vertically. What do you two think?
All right, Killian, vertically, diagonally, or neither?
Neither. Like, if I had to cut it in half, I would do diagonally, but no, I don't usually cut it in half.
Okay.
I think they're pretty when they're diagonal. I do like a club sandwich they often, or a BLT, they'll do that with the triangles, and it's pretty, but I don't know. It feels like it falls apart more easily that way. I don't know. Dave, what do you think?
All right. So this is going to just upset the apple cart with you all this morning.
No, do you do it in fours like a little kid?
No, I don't do it in fours, but I think if I'm doing it at home, I'm cutting it in half. If I go somewhere, I want it cut diagonally because it looks fancier. So if that's how I roll, I don't care what you two of you think. I mean, I'm going with it's got to be diagonal if I go somewhere, and I'm cutting it in half if I'm doing it. But also depends on the size of the sandwich and the thickness of the sandwich if I'm making it at home, because I don't want to go to all that work if it's just a small, thin sandwich. All right. So I'm going to see what our listeners.
I got to stop you here. If you go to someone else's house, do you expect them to cut it diagonally?
Okay, unless it's your house.
If they come to your house, do you cut it fancy for them?
No.
Or do you just. No.
No.
Okay, restaurant only.
Restaurant only, yes.
Okay, all right.
Listener feedback. Burger is a type of sandwich, but it's also a burger. It's one or the other, Randy. Randy also says you don't cut a sandwich in half. You just eat it. And Tara says diagonal on the sandwich is it's easier to eat. Killian's rolling his eyes right now in studio in case anyone's curious what Killian's doing.
What you're saying, because when you cut it in diagonally, it is easier. If you can get it cut nicely, it's easier to eat because you're starting with a point, like a pointy end, right? So you just start with a smaller bite.
I get it's easier to eat.
I like that a lot. Yeah, it's easier to eat. Harder to cut. Once it's done, it looks fancier and it's easier to eat. I might lean into that a little bit. Thank you, Tara.
All right, so number six is coleslaw salad. 67% say yes. Killian, coleslaw salad, yes or no?
Yeah, I'd say so.
All right, Emily.
No, it's coleslaw. It's a side. It's a slaw. Salad is lettuce.
It's slaw. It's not a salad.
Chopped up in a little skinny places and little carrots that are very skinny. It's
different. Yeah, sliver of carrot, sliver of cabbage. It's not lettuce. It's not spinach.
And salads aren't cut in slivers.
Right.
I think that that's the feel. And it's a side. It comes like in little cups. You don't get a salad in a little cup in a restaurant.
No.
You know, like, let's just lean on to our restaurant traditions. Like, slaw comes with in a side with your barbecue and it comes in a little cup, pretty much, right? Or
right.
In a little side. It's not like a salad comes, like, salad is a serving. I don't know. So, yeah, I think that. I think Wisconsin people, because of our like picnic traditions and potluck traditions, have like strong feelings about all this stuff. I don't know. Maybe we're just obsessed with food. That's fine. Midwest. That's how it is. Number seven. Okay. In case you're joining us, this is some serious food debacle, debatery, all kinds of D words for food. We're going to go ahead and keep rolling through this, but we want your feelings, your thoughts, your heartstrings, your not super negative feelings. But if you do feel strongly and dislike something, please let us know. You can text us on the text line. Of course, you can always call and leave a voice memo, and we might even play that on the air if it's appropriate. This is a big one, and this comes up like a lot on our show. Pineapple on pizza, folks. Number seven, 48% of us, not us, people who took this poll, like it or love it now. Since some unknown date, I don't know. So it's gone mainstream, according to this poll. So I think we've already talked about this. Most people know that I do like pineapple on a pizza, but I'm not just going to haphazardly throw pineapple on a pizza. I like Hawaiian style pizza. So I think it's delicious that way. Just pineapple on pizza? No, I don't think so.
Y'all? Killian, pineapple on pizza? Yes or no?
No. No.
All right. And I like pineapple on pizza, nice sausage, mushroom with pineapple. Oh, it's delicious. So, yes, I say pineapple on pizza. While we're talking about pizza, is leftover pizza better, warm, or cold? 28% prefer it cold. Emily, cold or warm pizza, leftovers?
That has changed through the years. When I was in college, cold. Now I like to heat it up, but you got to be careful with how you heat it up. If you're putting it in the microwave, that crust gets kind of soft. So you got to be very careful. But I like the toppings and the sauce and cheese and everything to be warm again.
Okay.
Even the oven is the best idea, but I don't always have time.
I've got a better way to heat it up for you. I'll give that out in a sec. Killian, warm or cold pizza?
Definitely warm. I used to see my dad eat cold pizza all the time, and I thought it was so nasty.
And so I like.
Killian just called out his dad eating cold pizza.
Well, and see. I get it because I would agree. I like warming mine up when I have the time, but the way I warm it up is I'll throw it in a frying pan on low heat and throw the cover on it. Then I don't have to turn the oven on, and then I still get my pizza warmed up. So there you go.
Does it make the crust like not mushy when you do
right.
it again?
Right. Yes, it doesn't make it mushy. You don't warm pizza up in the microwave. You get a mushy crust that way, and that's gross. And so, no. Yeah. You don't warm pizza up in the microwave. You might as well eat it gross and cold at that point because otherwise it's just gross and mushy. All right.
Two ways we feel strongly about food. Is it gross and cold or gross and mushy? Friday, everybody. Gross and cold or gross and mushy? That's really
how would you like your leftover pizza? All right. Number nine on the list, Killian, is we've got to start wrapping this up.
When pouring a bowl of cereal, do you pour the milk or cereal first?
Oh, come on.
4% say milk first. Killian, milk or cereal first?
Cereal.
Emily?
Cereal?
Yeah, cereal's got to go first.
Okay, Dave, I was going to have to cancel you. Seriously, if you said you poured the milk first, I'd be like, no.
No, you don't because you don't know how much cereal you're going to get in there. And then if you put too much cereal in, the milk is going to float out. It's a very technical thing. Yeah, we have Tammy saying the best way to warm up pizza is in the air fryer. So thank you for that, Tammy. Never thought of that.
Yeah,
good job. Thank you.
Like it.
I do,
boy,
too.
We got to round this thing out. It is more Music Mornings with Dave Emily, and
one more thing.
Number
best 10. Brownie, edge piece or middle piece? 45% say edge, 39% said middle. The R 16% are happy with any brownie. Killian, edge or centerpiece of a brownie?
Edge piece.
Emily?
If it just come out the oven, middle piece. If it's been sitting there for a while, edge piece.
Yeah, edge piece all the way. That's mine. You can text us. Let us know your thoughts. 608-355-9970. Review the free Civic Media. We want to know what your thoughts are. Ketchup on eggs, yes or no? Text us all your food thoughts now. 608-355-9970 via the free Civic Media app. It is definitely more Music Mornings on Max FM with Emily, Killian, and Dave. We'll get you back into the music at 7:40. We'll celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. Here are the Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of this on Max FM.
I travel the world and the seven seas.
90s and more, 99.7 Max FM, more Music Mornings with Dave, Emily, and Killian. Coming up at 7:40, we are going to celebrate local birthdays and anniversaries. If you know someone celebrating a local birthday or anniversary today, tomorrow, or Sunday, text those in now, 608-355-9970, or text in via the free Civic Media app. Coming up, a look at local sports, regional sports, and weather on Max FM.
Morning, welcome to Gambler's Real Estate and Auction Report. Today we have a preview day for the Carl F. Stotts & Sons Retirement Auction Number 4 at Wanakee from 11 a.m. until 1 p.m. That online-only auction will end on Monday at 9 a.m. The catalog is open and posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Next week on Tuesday, we have the Delbert Zimple Farm and Collectible Auction ending at 9 a.m. That's located near Mauston. Then on Wednesday, we have the John Brenneman Skid Steer Vehicle and Tool online-only auction ending. That's also near Baraboo. And then on Friday, we have a drop-off day for our October farm consignment at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. All of these auctions are posted for bidding on our website at gavinbros.com. Visit that for more information and more details on all of our auctions as well as our real estate listings. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling tempered property, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff!
This is Killian with your Max FM Sports Report. Tonight's high school football games are Portage versus Lakeside Lutheran, Wisconsin Dells versus Nakusa, Reedsburg versus Sparta, Sauk Prairie versus Stoughton, and finally, Baraboo will play their last home game of the year against La Crosse Logan, while also celebrating their senior night. We will be airing Baraboo's last home game here on 99.7 Max FM. Tune in just before 7 p.m. to listen to your Baraboo Thunderbirds. This was Killian with your daily sports report.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddy Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet and got too much of the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game. Nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be another really nice fall day today. Partly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s to low 70s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be clear with a low in the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, another great day with sunshine and a high in the mid to upper 60s. Right now is the perfect time to remodel your bathroom because you can do it interest and payment free for 18 months. Call Bath Planet today, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The area's most accurate weather information is on 99.7 Max FM.
Pump up the jam, pump it up while your feet are stumping. And the jam is pumping. Look ahead, the crowd is jumping. Pump it up a little more, get the party going on the dance floor. See, cause that's where the party's at, and you find out if you do that.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Emily, Killian, and Dave. 7:39 on Friday, October 10th. We're going to celebrate birthdays in just moments. You still have time to text in those well wishes. Let's take a look at our weather forecast this morning. Slight chance of showers gradually clearing with a high of 69. Tonight, clear with a low of 40 degrees. On Saturday, sunny, a high of 67. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 45. On Sunday, mostly sunny, a high of 70. Shower chances return on Sunday night into Monday morning. Highs in the low 60s, lows in the low 40s next week. Currently 52 degrees and cloudy outside the Weicker Great Day Building in the Max FM studios at the corner of 3rd and Oak in downtown Baraboo. As a reminder, Baraboo Thunderbird football back on the air tonight, 7 p.m., and we are looking forward to that. We will start our coverage just a little before 7 o'clock tonight. Senior night festivities start at 6:40 p.m. at the Baraboo High School. And we will get to our celebrity birthdays. We will pare the list down because these are rather lengthy, and we do have quite a few local things to talk about. I'm going to grab a couple of them off the list right from the get-go. Mario Lopez is 52 today. He was on Saved by the Bell, and he was known as A.C. Slater. Now he has hosting duties on Extra and Miss America pageants. Dale Earnhardt Jr., 51, semi-retired NASCAR driver. Emily, who do you see on our October 10th celebrity list today?
Sure. Of course, we've got Miss Tanya Tucker. She's 67 years old.
Oh, my first concert.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, congratulations and happy anniversary on your birthday, loving Tanya Tucker today for your first concert. I think somehow that can tie together. So that's fun. Was the concert great?
It was great. I went with a good friend of mine, and yes, it was a very good concert. And it was, like I said, my first concert I ever went to was Tanya Tucker. So that was in Madison, and what a great concert. I still remember it to this day. So,
yep. You know what my first concert was, right?
Do you remember? I do.
That's a conversation for another time. We're going to scoot on through this. this birthday list. Julia Sweeney is 66, SNL. And if we remember the sketch that she was in, great. We're going to leave that one alone, though.
Yes.
Because those of us that remember, great. Not super appropriate anymore.
No.
But whatever.
No, cringy.
Nope. Yeah, definitely cringy. Also, we are looking at Wendy McClendon Covey is 56, the mom on the Goldbergs. Also, she was the foul-mouthed cousin Rita in Bridesmaids. Ugh, that movie came up in some conversation recently. Again, I got to see it again. It's so funny and cringy. Gavin Newsom is 58, California governor. Jodie Benson, the voice of Ariel in The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Martin Kemp is 64, Spandau Ballet's bass player. Spandau Ballet, One Hit Wonder, right?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Killing DC.
That's pretty rude. I just come to call it like I see it.
Yeah,
you know,
no. Killing DC, anyone on the celebrity list for today that you want to mention?
Yeah, right here we got Brett Favre.
Who?
If you're listening, I sure hope you know who Brett Favre is.
Yes, former Green Bay Packer. And then New York Jets. And then what happened when he went to the Vikings, Killian?
Well, he took us to the NFC Championship against the Saints and decided to instead take off and run for about 5 yards to set up a 50-yard field goal to win the game. He throws across his body, interception, and we end up losing.
Like, yeah.
Thank you, Brett Favre.
So, yeah, Killian and I were talking about that off air. That's something that Brett Favre's legacy still lives on. We are going to go to our October 11th birthdays. Cardi B is 33.
I'm sorry. I'm having a Dave moment where I get some information on the side and I start giggling about it in the air. One of our friends here has a T-shirt that says, maybe you guys have seen this. I'm not trying to be rude, but I just got to throw it out because it's funny. It's Friday. That just says, we'll never forget you, Brent.
I remember seeing that shirt.
I'm not the only one. Okay. I got scared that I was going to offend a bunch of people. It's just a T-shirt. I'm not
just
wearing it.
Just a T-shirt. And
somebody I knew had it around here, and we were just like, oh, God. Okay.
Like, yep. No. Exactly.
Right,
yes, we're going to move along to our October 11th birthdays. We mentioned Cardi B is 33. We also have Michelle Wee, 36, LPGA golfer who retired with $6.8 million in career earnings. And she, again, 36 years old. I mean, she was an amazing golfer. Killian, who else do you see on the October 11th list?
David Lee Roth, 71.
Ooh, okay. Yes. What? Yes, is he?
Oh my goodness.
71.
Holy man, is he getting young. That's amazing.
Well,
for him.
Daryl Hall is 79. So, I mean, you start looking at our list. Yeah. And Emily, who else do you see on the October 11th list?
Sure. Happy birthday to the one and only Joan Cusack. Come on. Oh. She's 63. Former SNL cast member. Sheila Gallagher on Shameless. The voice of Jessie in Toy Story. And before anyone who knew who she was the chick in the neck brace in 16 Candles, who so beautifully struggled so hard. And they just kept the camera on her to have a drink of water out of a drinking fountain with a neck brace and headgear.
Right.
In the scene in 16 Candles. A small known fact, Joan and her brother John Cusack went to high school briefly in Madison, Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And they also attended UW briefly. So, yeah, they took theater courses at the high school that I attended. So, yeah,
that's kind of a small thing. Cool.
My theater teacher in high school actually did teach them, and she said that they were not that great.
I like how your voice got so quiet. That is funny. All right, we're going to fast forward to October 12th, celebrity birthdays, because we do have quite a few local ones I need to get to. This is someone that Killian's not going to remember, but I know Emily is going to. Kirk Cameron is 55. Emily remembers him as the crush Mike Seaver on the Growing Pains.
Yes, I did have a Teen Beat poster of him on my wall.
I remember you saying that. I didn't have it on my wall.
You know it.
Not everyone else.
You called him the crush, yo. You called him the crush. I didn't say that.
I said he was your crush, not mine. Because I knew you had the poster on your wall. See, I remember these things.
God, I can't believe you remember that. Yep. I was such a little kid. That's so funny. All right, we're going to move on to other crush-worthy grown men. Hugh Jackman is 57. Is he appreciated more as Wolverine or for his musicals? Hot debate. I don't know. Mm-hmm. When the greatest showman came out, I was like, how the hell is Wolverine going to be dancing and singing? Well, he did a great job. I do have to say I appreciate him and all the things he can do. Also, Josh Hutcherson is 33. Peeta in The Hunger Games. He was pretty good. That's a big part to play. Tony Cavallaro is 42. He got Jack Black's role in the School of Rock TV series.
Mm-hmm.
So big shoes to fill there. Anyone else we need to cover?
Carlos Bernard is 63. We remember him as Tony Almeida on 24. Darcy Lynn Farmer, 21. Ventriloquist singer, won America's Got Talent when she was 12. And she's appeared at the Crystal Grand before. So, yes, I wanted to mention that one as well. And I don't see any super exciting ones for October 12th. Killian's scanning the list. Anyone you want to add to that list, Killian, or should I go to local birthdays, Killian?
We can head on over to local birthdays.
All right, I'm heading over to local birthdays. Killian's keeping tabs on things this morning. So, for local birthdays on today, happy birthday to Dave Wyman, Brenda Zeman, and Dan Wyman. Also, Kalina Elliott is 12 today. So, yes, we have those are our birthdays today. All right, we have a long Saturday list. I want to make sure I don't miss anyone here. So, happy birthday on Saturday to Autumn Elliott. Happy birthday to Jerry Krieger on Saturday. Also, happy anniversary to Tom and Beverly T. They're celebrating a wedding anniversary this weekend. Also,
let me take the next one.
What's that?
Let me take the next one. Huge wedding anniversary. Congratulations to Dave and Wendy Grant. One of the coolest couples ever. Both crazy radio personalities and hardworking humans in the Baraboo area. Dave and Wendy Grant, congratulations on your anniversary. Do we get to know how many years?
28 years of wedded bliss we've been together. So, yes, it's been a few years. Well, we've been married for 28 years. We've been together well over 30 years. So, yes. Yes. So, happy anniversary to my lovely wife, Wendy, tomorrow.
What are you going to do?
We're going to be working for Max FM tomorrow at the remote right here in front of the Weicker Great Day Building from 9 to noon for Fair in the Square. So we're going to spend some quality time together on the radio tomorrow.
and then sharing all the love and antics on the air.
Yes, exactly. And then we also have a wedding to go to as well. So also, Dana and Lucas and Ryan and Abby, happy wedding day tomorrow from back east. So yes, there's a couple of weddings tomorrow. And then also we want to wish Stacey Dankert a happy birthday on Sunday. So yes, this is one of our longer lists. We appreciate everyone that was texting in this morning. I am just going to double check, make sure we didn't miss anything on the text line. We did not. So those are all local birthdays, anniversaries, and weddings this weekend. It's a busy weekend ahead for sure. Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10, and we are going to talk about, this is something I'm looking forward to this as well, the strangest rules growing up and the benefit of having Killian in studio. We'll see if any of these have applied to him as well. Or we'll ask him for a strange rule. Yeah. We may ask him what strange rules he has growing up. So, Killian, you feel comfortable doing that on air in case your mom's listening? Or are we going to?
Yeah, no, we should be good.
He already threw his dad under the bus for eating cold pizza. So I think he's graduated into like nothing's sacred. Otherwise, just go there.
So mom is next. More Music Mornings with Killian, Dave, and Emily on Max FM. We are going to get back into some more great music in just moments, including Genesis on Max FM.
Today's big deal of the day, Blue Heron Collective and Healing Center in Reedsburg. Enjoy some autumn transformative wellness with their exclusive tandem healing sessions package. Choose from combinations of sound healing with Reiki, breathwork, or massage provided by skilled practitioners. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com and purchase $140 gift certificates for just $56. Today only at Max FM Big Deals.
Orthopedic pain, unfortunately, doesn't just go away on its own. At SSM Health, we're focused on your future well-being. If you're suffering from an orthopedic injury or discomfort, contact SSM Health's board-certified surgeons, specially trained providers, and therapists. We'll partner with you from diagnosis, during treatment, and throughout rehabilitation. Are you ready to enjoy an active lifestyle again? Call SSM Health Orthopedics to schedule an appointment.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications. Connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298. 800-210-4298.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
So true,
Funny how it seems, always in time, but never in line for dreams. Head over heels, went toe to toe. This is the sound.
I know this. in my car.